Well, I learned about the attack first of all. I was down at Maidstone and County Hall, and I think as I was travelling back towards Dartford, news of the attack started to come through. In terms of the Dartford link, it emerged, I think, last night, and obviously this morning there's been some interest in it.
And, I mean, I'm sure you were quite shocked when you heard that.
Well, not really. I mean, I think it's not about shock. I mean, being a Dartfordian is more than geography. It's about character, and it's about a belief in community, and it's about a state of mind, really. And by the sounds of it, this guy was never a Dartfordian. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's he doesn't reflect any of the values of Dartford, never has. I think his time here was actually quite limited by the sounds of it, and where the radicalisation has occurred it remains to be seen. But no, he's not a reflection of Dartfordian, and I think Dartford people are repulsed by the whole episode of the last few days, and there's been a major outpouring of warmth and support towards those who were injured and lost their lives, and no, he's not a reflection of Dartford at all, really.
Lovely. And also, I mean, you mentioned there's no evidence whatsoever that he was radicalised in Dartford. Must be a little bit concerning, though. That sort of stuff can happen anywhere, really, including in Dartford. Do you think enough work's being done to spot these people?
I think a huge amount of work is being done, and not all of it is visible. As a council leader, I'm involved in something called the Prevent Strategy, which has been around for a few years now, and it's actually making sure that people, particularly young people, are able to be get some support and understand exactly what's going wrong in their lives that causes them to be radicalised. And the Prevent Strategy is really about recognising that and helping people get back on track, and also, of course, alerting to the authorities to any attempts to radicalise. And so I think an awful lot of work is done behind the scenes, and quite frankly, you know, I think we owe a huge debt of gratitude to those members of security services and the police on the ground and everyone who's working in this area, really, for keeping us all safe. I know every day I'm just very, very thankful for the work they do.